All right, sports fans, how's everybody out there doing? William Martin coming at you one more time with another edition of the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. This podcast on 300poundsofsportsknowledge.com is brought to you by our good friends at D-Line Tax and Books. And although that the tax deadline has come and gone, you can still contact D-Line Tax and Books for all of your tax needs. You can contact D-Line Tax and Books at 908-219-7215, or you can visit them on the web at dlinetaxbooks.com. Now, it is that time of the week, folks. My key games for the upcoming weekend in the world of college football. And things start off tomorrow night in the Atlantic Coast Conference, where you're going to have the 17th-ranked Louisville Cardinals taking on the 24th-ranked Wolfpack of North Carolina State. And for Louisville, it's plain and simple. You look at a guy like Lamar Jackson at quarterback. This guy is the reigning Heisman Trophy Award winner, and he has all the goods necessary to once again win the award. He's having another stellar season, and he's going to have to have a solid game if the Cards are going to be able to go on the road and get the victory versus NC State. One player to look at on defense for Louisville is going to be linebacker John Grenard, who already has 5 sacks this season, and he will give NC State's offensive line fits. But Wolfpack quarterback Ryan Finley has had a solid campaign so far, 9 touchdowns with no interceptions, and he does have playmakers around him on that side of the ball, and running back Naheem Mines and wide receiver Jalen Samuel. Now, as a team, NC State already has 13 team sacks, with Bradley Chubb having 5.5 of those. I think this is going to be a great game. I think the energy in Raleigh on Thursday night is going to be electric, and I think that's going to allow NC State to keep this game close. However, I simply don't think that they have enough offense to keep up with Louisville, and I think Louisville gets by with the 34-24 victory. Now, moving ahead to Saturday, you have the 4th-ranked Penn State Nittany Lions traveling to Evanston to take on the Northwestern Wildcats. This is a potential trap game for Penn State. Why? Because it starts early at noon. And on top of that, you look at Penn State with that big game that they had on the road versus Iowa a couple of weeks ago. They came back and took care of their business last Saturday against Indiana at home. You know, however, I mean, Penn State still has some big games on the docket this season with Michigan State, Michigan, and, of course, Ohio State. But you can't look past Northwestern, especially in Evanston. However, for Penn State head coach James Franklin, he has so much talent on this squad, especially on the offensive side of the football, with quarterback Trace McSorley, running back Saquon Barkley, H-back Chris Gesicki, and wide receiver Deshaun Hamilton. As a team, Penn State defensively has 13 team sacks already this year to go along with 7 interceptions, so they will definitely look to make life tough for Northwestern quarterback Clayton Thorson. I think Penn State is serious, and they know what they need to do, and they want to go out there and take care of business. So I'm going to take the Nittany Lions on the road in this contest by the score of 34-17. Now, in the Big 12 Conference, you're going to have the 23rd-ranked Mountaineers of West Virginia traveling to Fort Worth to take on the 8th-ranked TCU Horned Frogs. You look at West Virginia, and you look at the quarterback play for Will Grier, and he has really gotten comfortable in this offense of head coach Dana Holgorsen. Now, West Virginia does have some firepower on the offensive side of the football with running back Justin Crawford and wide receiver Gary Jennings. TCU quarterback Kenny Hill has really gotten comfortable for head coach Gary Patterson, and you look at running back Darius Anderson, who could have a big day. Now, TCU is getting back to playing some solid defense under Patterson, and that is shown by the fact that they already have 6 interceptions on the year. I think this is going to be a typical high-scoring game in the Big 12, but I'm going to take the Horned Frogs at home by the score of 44-30. Now, in the ACC on Saturday, you're going to have the 13th-ranked Miami Hurricanes traveling to Tallahassee to take on the Florida State Seminoles. Now, of course, this game was scheduled to be played earlier in the season, but that was not the case, as both of these teams were attempting to recover, and Florida was attempting to recover after the devastation of one Hurricane Irma. Now you look at Miami, and they've gotten on track after they had several weeks off due to the hurricane. And you look at quarterback Malik Rozier and running back Mark Walton, who are having a big-time impact. Defensively, Miami already has 10 sacks this year, and I see them going out there and attempting to make life tough for Florida State quarterback James Blackman. Running back Jox Patrick will have to have an impact for this game if the Noles are going to get the win at home. However, I simply don't see Miami making it easy for them, and I see Miami actually adding to the woes of the Noles this season, and thus I'm going to take the Canes on the road by the score of 31-20. Now, on Saturday night in the Pac-12, you're going to have the 11th-ranked Washington State Cougars traveling to Eugene to take on the Oregon Ducks. And for Wazoo, they need to find a way to keep the momentum going. Of course, Washington State had that big upset win at home last Friday night versus the USC Trojans, with quarterback Luke Falk being a big part of it. Don't look now, but Washington State is actually playing defense, as they already have 17 team sacks on the year to go along with 6 picks. Now, no Justin Herbert at quarterback for Oregon in this one, as he is out for the season with a broken collarbone, and it's going to be up to senior Taylor Ali to try to go out there and get the job done. I still expect running back Royce Freeman to have a big-time impact, and under defensive coordinator Jim Leavitt, as well as head coach Willie Taggart, Oregon is playing some solid defense this year, as they already have 20 team sacks this year to go along with 7 interceptions. I think Oregon is going to be up for the challenge. This is the kind of game where Taggart has the opportunity to really establish himself in the Pac-12 as a solid coach, and thus I'm going to take Oregon at home by the score of 31-30. And finally, in the Pac-12, you're going to have the Stanford Cardinal traveling to Salt Lake City and Rice-Eccles Stadium to take on the 20th-ranked Utes of Utah. People aren't really talking about him, but Bryce Love is having a big-time season at running back for Stanford. Already over 1,000 yards on the campaign on the ground, and it's just in 5 games, so it looks like he's going to reach that 2,000 mark plateau as long as he is able to remain healthy. Stanford is playing solid defense, as they already have 13 team sacks on the season to go along with 7 interceptions, and they are definitely going to go out there and try to make life tough for Utah quarterback Tyler Huntley. One guy to watch on offense for the Utes will definitely be wide receiver Darren Carrington II, as he looks to go out there and have a big day against this Stanford secondary. Utah can mix it up defensively as well, as they have forced 9 interceptions to go along with 11 team sacks. And I think the first team to reach 20 in this contest will win. I think it will be Stanford, and thus I'm going to take the Cardinal on the road by the score of 31-20. So, folks, that is going to do it. And as always, I want to take this time out to thank you for tuning in to the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. Now, 300poundsofsportsknowledge.com is an official sponsor of the Brooklyn Cyclones, who are a single A affiliate of the New York Mets. And if you missed the action here in 2017, you can always check out the Cyclones next summer at MCU Park in Coney Island, Brooklyn. Now, if you're on Twitter, please feel free to follow me at 300 Pounds of Sports. And like I always say, if you follow me, it will be my pleasure to follow you right back. Also, there is the Facebook page at 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge. You can check it out, and you are more than welcome to like it as well. Also, be sure to check out blogtalkradio.com/300poundsofsportsknowledge this Sunday night at 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. on the West Coast, as I will be recapping the day's action from week 5 in the NFL season. So once again, fine folks, my name is William Martin. Take care. And have yourselves a wonderful day.